Hey, what's going on, everybody? Welcome back to another edition of Theo Life Without. Of course, you know I'm Theo. So, I have an update for you. So, for the semester, school is out. I graduated 3 days ago. Three different campuses. I had a graduation ceremony, but I could only make one because all of them had the same time. It was 6 p.m. and one was 7, and it was on the other side of town. There was no way I was going to be able to make both. So we just went to the main one, which was my major in administration of justice. And the plan is to continue the education and move forward to Sac State with a transfer, blah, blah, blah. The song and dance still continues. I'm more excited about furthering the education and what I'm going to learn with the criminal justice side of it and getting my bachelor's and my master's more so than I am my AA. But however, it's still a celebration, because it's a huge milestone for myself and my past. You guys already know what I've been through. So, for you to go through this journey with me and make it here, I sincerely appreciate the support, and I most definitely appreciate the haters. Without the hate, the love doesn't count. So here we are. Thank you, too. But I have a very special guest. And when I say special, I mean I'm putting all the emphasis on special. This is my mother that is with me today. She came out here for graduation. So, of course, that's one of the main reasons why I walked. I hope I didn't disappoint. But this is my mother, Amy Sessoms. Mom, say hello to everybody.
Hello. How's everybody?
Absolutely. So, Mom, I'm just gonna walk you just through a few questions. And you and I are, we have a very unique relationship for a mother and a son. We shoot from the hip, everybody. There's no beating around the bush. We don't tiptoe. We lay it out in front of you, and what you get from it is what you get from it. So please leave your feelings, under the mattress, because this is it's just how we are. Okay. So, mother. you've known me my entire life. And I want to be able to walk those that are listening through what you saw of me before I caught that time. Anybody that I've run into that knew me before, I allow them to say whatever they saw from me, in me, just the whole nine. But it's different coming from the mom. And I know you're not going to be like, oh, he was just an angel and he never did nothing wrong. we already know we're not going to hear that.
Wow.
So give them an idea. And you can start anywhere.
Okay, first of all, I've always disliked quizzes because as soon as the word test came, I went dumb. Okay, so here I am. I'll give it my best shot. Theo is right about our relationship. And first of all, I want to say how proud I am of his accomplishments. And I want to thank God for blessing him in all the ways that he has, and strengthening him and teaching him. All glory to God. I must say that, and I will always put him at the top of any story that concerns the ones that I love. Now, Dio, growing up as a little boy, Dio has charm. Every woman in his life growing up, he charmed the socks off of us. My moms, my sisters, you know, the sun rose and set in him. But as time went on, Dio was a happy child. Elementary. He was a happy child, but at the same time, Dio has always been intelligent. And when you are intelligent, and we have always educated our own children, we didn't wait for the schools to do it, so it's like they were always a step ahead of the system. So then when he went to school, they were just learning things that he already knew, and so he was bored to death, which caused him to...
Disruption.
Exactly. I'll let you say those words. Exactly. You know, and so every time you turn around, he was getting in trouble, and the teacher was calling. It's like every day I would go pick him up from school.
Which school?
All the other parents would be pick their kids up, gone home, and I would still be standing there listening to the things that Dio did today. And, you know, can you talk with Dio about this and that and the other? You know, and he said, see, he spills his own beans, which really helps because... It is which school? For lack of a better word, Dio got put out of many schools until we ran out of schools because for the very reason that I just said. And it's like, you know, but to me also, when he got into the high school stage, to me, my son was singled out by the system, picked on, as far as I'm concerned, you know. But, you know, it's just amazing to me. The road, the path that he has walked has been a tough one from the beginning. That's how I saw it. And my heart went out to my son. And I could only do but so much for him. But I've always felt that he was mistreated by the system. So, and so for the future that was before him, that path that he went down as soon as he was of age to graduate. Then there sat another trap, is how I would like to describe it. And so he's been a fighter. Dio has been trained to fight, to stand up for himself. And it amazes me how he understands the criminal technologies, the words, the rules. And, you know, many prayers have gone up on his behalf from his aunts. One in particular, Aunt Betty. And you've heard of her before, but
yes,
my baby
have.
Sister, Aunt Retta, she's always been in his corner. And over the years, I know my son struggled because I struggled with him.
Amen.
I've always been in his corner, and I always will be. And I just thank the Lord for taking him by his hand and guiding him and sending him teams of lawyers and sending him people that really believed in him. The blessings, they came down, and the end of the story is he graduated with his associate degree. And now he has all kinds of blessings that are waiting for him from the Lord, because I know my father. My son is chosen to do a job. My father is God, by the way. I'm a Christian. And he has been chosen to do a work for the Lord. And I know that my son will not disappoint him. So, our blessings to you, baby boy.
Thank you, Mama. I do have a question for you.
Okay.
You remember when I went to Kennedy? That was the last high school.
I do.
You remember when that kid said I took his Jordans and it turned out it was the same Jordans you bought me? You remember that?
I don't. I don't remember.
Yeah, he said I beat him up and took his Jordans.
No.
When it was the same red and white Jordans, I just beat him up. I didn't take his stuff.
I know I bought you Jordans. I remember that Saturday morning when you came to me and you said, Mom, will you buy me a pair of Jordans?
And I never asked for nothing.
And I know you never asked for nothing. I said, of course I will. Let's go to the mall. You show me where they are. Mm-hmm. I'll never forget that. That was a very special moment for me, because as you say, you never ask for nothing.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, no doubt. So I want to ask you a big question.
Okay.
When I caught that case, you were in Atlanta. Trial was coming up for me. You asked me, did I want you to come out here for to sit while I went to trial? You remember that?
I do.
You remember what I said?
I don't remember your reply. That was a very trying time for me. It really blew my mind, the words that I was hearing. But I knew that if you wanted me to be there, wild horses couldn't have stopped me. So, since that answer is very dear to your heart, allow me to know, because that's been many years ago, and I'm old now.
Still as beautiful as ever.
Thank you.
Amen. Yeah.
What was my answer? What did you say?
I told you that I didn't want you to come to sit with me in that trial because of all the bad things they were going to say about me.
As if anybody can say anything to turn me against you.
Mm-hmm.
We are two peas in a pod, baby. I don't turn my back on my children. The worst thing you can do for a child is when they fall on a hard time is to kick them when they're down. That's when you're supposed to give them the lifeline, reach out and grab their hand and help them to see their way. And that's for every child that exists that needs assistance. Not just mine, but that's what a parent is for. You know what you taught them, and lots of times life will throw you a curve.
Will it ever?
And you can't miss it. It's like playing dodgeball, if you've ever heard of that game. It's a rough game.
And they're coming after you.
That's right. It's a rough game. And when you know anything, that ball is knocking, you know, your feet from underneath you. And life have a tendency, you know, to do that. And so what you do is you turn around and you give a helping hand, because the fact that a person is down, that's all the beating they need. Yeah. You know?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Well, I remember you came out right after trial. You stayed for, what, the better part of a year before they sentenced me?
Yes.
And you asked me, did I want you to stay in California when I was in prison and you would come visit? Do you remember what I told you then?
Probably the same answer.
No, I told you that I didn't want you to be in California while I was in prison, that I'd be okay. Plus, I didn't want you to see those gates just yet that you ended up seeing 10 years later when you came to visit me when I was in Mexico.
Mm-hmm.
This is my son that you guys hear keeps trying to whisper, but he's doing it extremely loud. So if you hear a little voice, trust me, you're not hearing voices. You are hearing my son. But I think it was too early for you to see the gun towers. Shh. The gun towers. Yeah, we're gonna go to the store. Here, go over there. Go get me some water, okay? Thank you.
You know, you were just being you, that protective son that I've known all of my life. Or all of his life. Because you have always shielded me from anything that you thought might devastate me. That's another one of your characters that I admire and that I want to say thank you for, because over time, during my time, during times of struggle in my life, Theo has always been there, catering, protecting, and loving his mom. I remember I got very sick one Saturday, and I had to go to the hospital. And Theo was the one in the ambulance with me, holding my hand. And I always, sometimes I just sit down and I reminisce and I think about all the love that he has given me and how strengthening it is to me, and how just hearing his voice on the phone soothes my spirit, strengthens, calms the bond we have. It's very strong. And I just want to continuously let you know how grateful I am that you are my child. And I'm very proud of you.
Thank you, Mama. So, we're going to fast forward through. Matter of fact, no. When you came to visit me in prison, what were you expecting to see? Because you came when I was in Mexico.
Boy, I really, yeah, Imperial.
And that place was hot.
It was. And I mean,
110 degrees.
Everybody was treated like a criminal. The visitors, we went through 5 checkpoints before we could even visit the person we went to see. We and they made sure we had nothing that could be turned into a key or a knife.
It's like, look, man, I just want to give him a hug.
Yeah, you know, your bra, if it had that little metal piece on it, you could not go in to visit. So, of course, mine did.
Yeah.
So the lady, she said, ma'am, this is what we would do. So she tore up my bra and tore a hole through it and took off the metal part and tied me up. She rigged it up. She really did. So that I could go through. And then the lady that was with me, well, she had on the wrong kind of shirt. So we had to go get a shirt, a different type blouse for her to wear, you know. And then once we got, that was the first checkpoint. And then, I mean, it was like 5 of them we had to go through. And then when we finally made it to the prize, there stood this giant, oh my goodness, and all I could do was just scream inside. But I, you know, I had to, you know, be dignified and all of that.
Compose yourself.
Yeah, I know. And, yeah, and so I gave him a big, long hug, and he was his usual cool, because that is how you came across. Hello, mama. nobody can beat him saying that. It's like, wow, you know. So, but we had a wonderful visit.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah, I was happy to, you know, buy him a soda or a sandwich. And, we, you know, we had good conversation.
Yeah.
Yeah, it was good.
And, you know, well, I told you, I had, like, my anxiety issues was real tough then. On getting to that visit, it was like everything on the yard would irritate me to the point where it was like I almost missed the visit because I was just irritated and I was that much more anxious to see you.
Mm-hmm.
And that was the first time, that was the first time in all the time that I had done to, I actually went to go see the psychologist. Yeah, I did. That was the only time. That was the only prison where I actually saw the psychologist, to where I was, you know, getting breathing techniques and meditation stuff. And she was just like, you just need to calm down. It's like, your mom is traveling from Virginia to come out here to see you and your anxieties is up. I was like, man, I haven't touched my mom in over, at that time, it was like over a decade.
Right.
Yeah, the last time I saw you was Virginia.
Yeah.
Right before you moved to Atlanta, New York.
Yeah. That's right. That's true. Because y'all were supposed to help me move. And, yeah.
And we were a day. We were a day off. So listen. So check me out, y'all. Because y'all about to hear me get my head torn off by my mama. So what had happened was, me and my brother, my big bro Rock, y'all heard about him. Me and him had a, it was his idea to drive from Charlotte to Sacramento to drop these cars off we had. And then he thought we were going to be able to make it back on a Greyhound to Virginia to help mom. I'm like, bruh, let's just wait. And he was like, we can do it. So, you know, me being the younger brother, I'm like, okay, let's do it. We booked it. When I tell you we booked it from Charlotte to Sac, we made that drive in about 36 hours. We slept 2 hours and drove 12 until we were in Sacramento. There were 3 stops we had. 1 in Tennessee, 1 outside Kansas, and then the other one was in Utah. We only slept 3 different times, and we drove the rest. So when we got to Sac, this is when you can go into the Greyhound and just buy your ticket right then and there. Now you got to go online and get it weeks in advance and all this other stuff. So we went to L Street, got our tickets, got on the bus, and we called from the gas station. I was like, Mom, we're going to be like almost a day off because of this bus ride. And you blew a fuse on me at that gas station on that phone. And Rock standing there with this dumb look on his face. What mom's saying? I was like, here, you can talk to mom because I'm getting chewed out right now. And it wasn't even my idea to make that drive from Charlotte to Sac.
That's all right.
And then I didn't get to see you. We got to Richmond. You were already in Atlanta. We went back to Charlotte, sat for a minute, and then came back to Sacramento, and I caught that case.
Yeah.
Yeah, so my anxieties was up on seeing you.
Surely you didn't think I was going to pick up where we left off.
Yeah. Yeah, it was just crazy, though.
I don't hold grudges.
Yeah, no. All right, but now, now I'm home.
Yeah.
You know, and your grandma, two times over now.
Yes.
Got little Theo with me right now. He's doing his absolute best to be quiet, you guys.
He's doing a great job.
And you know and have met and loved my wife. I'm pretty sure they need to hear how you feel about your daughter-in-law.
Oh, man, she's golden. That's my girl. I truly love my daughter, Miranda. She's not a daughter-in-law. To me, she's my daughter, and she's a very supportive wife, and she's a godsend. And I told her she was chosen also to do the work of the Lord, and I told Dio how blessed he is to have her as a wife, because she freely gives her love to him. And I think that's what everybody wants in a relationship. To me, it's the American dream to be loved, to have unity, and to grow together. And the willingness is what it takes to be able to pull that off. You have to be willing, you know, and when you are willing to do something, that means you decided that you're going to do that. That means your love is real. You're not a phony, you're not a fake. It doesn't fade away. It withstands the storms, the rain, you know, however you want to describe your struggles, your pain. And that's what he has in Miranda. So that's how I feel about her. And he knows that.
I know.
He knows.
I know. And you remember when she used to live across the street from us? You remember when we lived across the street from each other on Hometown?
Yeah, isn't that amazing? You know, and I'm always bragging about that part to my friends. Oh, they grew up together. You know, and
all
really...
those times I would get in trouble for, where were you? It's 10 o'clock at night. It's midnight. Where were you? And I'm like, I'm keeping it as tight-lipped as possible.
They did a great job keeping all their little secrets, and now they're telling everything. and all I can do is laugh. I was crawling through her window. Really? That's what I'm hearing now.
Well, we didn't have a little Theo back then, so you know it was PG-13. Yeah, no doubt. But Ma, I truly appreciate you coming out here for the graduation.
Well, I feel honored to be here, and I feel honored. I mean, I was blushing all over when he invited me to speak, and it's like, well, I know I'm going to blow this, you know, because this isn't me, you know.
Nothing to blow. This is my show. They come and listen.
I just hope we haven't bored y'all to death. But my son is a good guy, and he's
allegedly
real. He's real though. the desire to be helpful, it's real. So take advantage of it, because it's hard to find these days. As I watch the world change, what we thought were horrible yesterday, somebody is calling that the good old days. You know?
Yeah.
So take advantage of the realness that he has within. Thank you for listening. I don't want to speak, chew your ear off any longer, so the floor is yours.
Thank you, Mama. Hey, and everybody that was listening, I sincerely appreciate the support. And this is all over the globe. You know, we got people listening from Australia to New Zealand, Switzerland, Sweden, you know, and all the other places that I did not mention. Russia is in there. I truly appreciate the support and you guys watching me grow during my journey and meeting the people that I was in prison with, minus my brother Cedric Carr. I would have loved for you guys to sit with him. He probably would have just took the phone and walked off and just told you everything I did in the pen. But, you know, that was just his personality. But the opportunity that you guys get to meet my moms is very important and very dear, because I would never trade her in for no one else. Like, and that is a true statement, and not because she's sitting right here and she'll slap me over the back of the head, but because it's the actual truth. You know, me and my mom have been through, and my siblings, you know, I can't exclude Takiya and I can't exclude Rock. We have been through some of the roughest times, but we went through those rough times together.
And when it only made us stronger.
That's right. I'll leave it at that. Thank you guys for supporting Theo Life Without. And I'll figure out something for the next episode. All right, y'all be smooth. Peace.